announced yesterday, we will start this evening, or starting from the evening, we want to have a series of lectures on the middle six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita.
Večeras počinjemo jednu seriju lekcija o šest srednjih poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
Srila Prabhupada describes these middle six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita to be really the most confidential part of the knowledge which Krishna gives in the book.
I Srila Prabhupada kaže da ta šest poglavlja Bhagavad Gita predstavljaju suštinu znanja koje Krishna izlaže u toj knjizi.
If you understand these six chapters of the Gita, all your miseries of material life will go.
Ako shvatite ta šest poglavlja Bhagavad Gita, sve vaše bede materijalnog postojanja će nestati.
That has a reason. In the end of the sixth chapter, Krishna says that the highest yogi is he who is always observed with his mind in him.
A to ima svoj razlog, jer Krishna na kraju šestog poglavlja kaže da je od svih ljudi najveći onaj ko je svoj um uvek onaj koji svoj um uvek angažuje Krishna.
Yes, Krishna says such a person is most intimately united with him in yoga.
Krishna kaže da je ta osoba najbliže sjedinjena s njim u jogi.
And now in the sixth chapter, no, let us say the beginning of the seventh chapter, the first verse, Krishna says how you can know Krishna with mind totally attached to him.
I sada na početku sedmog poglavlja Krishna objašnjava kako možete spoznati njega sa umom koje je potpuno privržen njemu.
In other words, Krishna gives us a practical guideline how we can become the highest of all yoga practitioners by being totally, you know, connected with God all the time. Isn't that fantastic?
Drugim rečima, Krishna nam objašnja kako možemo biti najviši jogin, tako što ćemo uvek biti umu, uvek biti obuzeti na Krishna. Da to nije fantastično.
Now, in the third verse of the opening of the seventh of the sixth chapter, Krishna says there is a very rare person who can come to this state.
I u trećem stihu ovog poglavlja Krishna kaže da jako retka osoba može doći na taj nivo.
Please read to our devotees the third verse, Atmarama. In English it's, out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
Od mnogo hiljada ljudi, jedan se može truditi da dostigne savršenstvo, a od onih koji su dostigli savršenstvo, jedva da me jedan u istinu poznaje.
Yes. This means, see, there are thousands and thousands of people, but very rarely you find someone who is qualified to study the scriptures who give information about spiritual subject matter.
To znači da postoje puno, puno hiljada ljudi, ali od njih jako retko se neko zanima da proučava spise koje objašnjavaju duhovno znanje.
And out of the many, many thousands and thousands of upon people who read the Shastra, one is maybe qualified for spiritual realization.
I od hiljada ljudi koji čitaju Shastra, možda je jedva jedan kvalifikovan da dostigne duhovno spoznanje.
And out of many of those, maybe someone will apply the knowledge of the scriptures.
I među njima, svim tim koji su kvalifikovani, možda će jedan primeniti znanje iz spisa.
What is the difference between you and an advanced devotee?
Koja je razlika između vas i naprednog bhakti?
The advanced devotee applies the knowledge of the Shastra.
Napredan bhakta upotrebljava znanje iz Shastra.
Very simple.
Jako jednostavno.
It's just like, what's the difference between you and who have a city plan, a city map, and someone who is lost in Beograd?
Koja razlika između vas I onog koji je izgubljen u Beogradu na karti?
You are following an authorized path of which gives you direction.
Vi sledite ovlašteni put koji vas vodi.
That's why you are not lost in Beograd.
Zato niste izgubljeni u Beogradu.
Do you understand this differentiation? How we can say advancement in spiritual life is dependent on applying knowledge?
Da li shvatite ovu poentu, da je napredak u duhovnom životu, da napredak u duhovnom životu zavisi od primjene znanja?
If you cannot apply spiritual knowledge, then you are lost.
Ako ne možete upotrebiti duhovno znanje, onda ste izgubljeni.
So, Krishna will now give us spiritual knowledge.
Sada će nam Krishna dati duhovno znanje.
And he will tell us also how to apply it. First of all, he says that you should know that whatever you see in this world is a combination of two types of energies.
Prvo, kaže nam da sve što vidite u ovom svijetu je spoj dve vrste energije.
One is material energy.
Jedna je materialna energija.
And then there is spiritual energy.
A druga je duhovna energija.
Which is actually the soul who exists in material body.
Koja je duša koja postoji u materialnom telu?
Why is the soul considered to be Gopal? Are you with us? Why is the soul considered to be a higher energy?
Zašto se smatra da je duša više energije?
Krishna will explain this in the 13th chapter a little bit more.
To će Krishna više objasniti u 13. poglavlju.
He describes the body to be like a field.
On opisuje da je tijelo kao polje.
And the soul like a gardener or the knower of the field.
A duša kao poznavač ili vlasnik polja.
In this field of the body you can grow fruits called happiness and distress.
Na tom polju možete gajiti plodove koje se nazivaju srećan I nesrećan.
All of you have a field.
Svi vi imate polje.
Your material body.
Vaše materialno tijelo.
And if you know to apply the knowledge of the scriptures, you can grow wonderful fruits there.
I ukoliko znate kako da upotrebujete znanje iz pisa, možete negovati divne plodove.
Everything in this world is a combination of the knower of the field of activity and the field.
Sve u ovom svijetu je spoj poznavaca tog polja aktivnosti I samog polja.
And then Krishna, and both of it, the soul and the material energy are coming from Krishna.
Ali I duša I materialna energija potiču iz Krishna.
Now, because we are surrounded by material energy, and it's easy for us to see the material energy, Krishna next explains to us how we can find him as the active principle in the material energy.
I pošto smo mi okruženi materijalnom energijom I lako nam je vidjeti materijalnu energiju, Krishna nam ukazuje kako možemo vidjeti njega kao aktivni princip u toj materijalnoj energiji.
What do you like in water?
Šta se vama dopada u vodi?
The taste, the pure taste of pure water. I'm not speaking of Beograd water.
Čisti okus, čisti vode, naravno ne pričamo o beogradskoj vodi.
That's Krishna.
To je Krishna.
What do you like in fire?
Šta vam se dopada u vatri?
The light.
Svetlost.
And the heat.
I toplota.
That's Krishna.
To je Krishna.
What do you like in sex?
Šta vam se dopada u seksu?
Now many will say, oh God. I'm thinking often about it, but I think about it now.
I'm putting a lot of pressure on it, but I'm not sure how to preach.
See, most people, they like the misery in it.
Yes.
It's called, it's nectar in the beginning, but poison in the end. Krishna tells us a type of sexuality which we don't know about. According to religious principles, you break the laws of nature, there's only misery.
Ukoliko prekršite pravila prirode, dolazi samo beda.
What do you like in strength?
Šta volite u snazi?
If it's devoid of passion.
Ukoliko je lišena strast, osložena strast.
And that means strength for protecting.
Ali snaga koja je namenjena da štiti.
We like Bali Sadachar because he's not a primitive person who likes to just beat someone up.
A mi volimo Balisa Dačarija zato što nije primitivna osoba koja voli da tuži.
His strength is for protection of Vaishnavas and religious principles.
Njegova snaga je namenjena da štiti Vaishnavi i religiozni princip.
That's Krishna.
Krishna.
So Krishna explains to us in the beginning, opening part of the seventh chapter, how we can recognize him in the material energy.
Krishna nam na početku sedmog poglavlja objašnjava kako ga možemo primetiti u materijalnoj energiji.
Now after hearing this, how Krishna is really the source of both material and spiritual energy, Arjuna has a question: why don't people recognize you, Krishna, if you are so prominent everywhere?
Onda, nakon što je Krišna objasnio kako je prisutan u materijalnoj i duhovnoj energiji, Arjuna je upitao, o Krišna, zašto te onda ljudi ne prepoznaju kad si tako istaknut, kad si sluđen?
You know, Krishna is so prominent that he's even in water.
Ako je Krišna tako prisutan, istaknut da je čak i u vodi, da se nalazi čak i u vodi,
then why don't we see him?
Zašto ga onda ne vidimo?
Isn't that a good logical question?
Zato nije dobro i logično pitanje.
So Krishna explains to Arjuna, it's because of a covering energy, the Maya energy, that people don't know him.
I Krishna objašnjava da ljudi ga ne poznaju zbog te energije prekrivanja, odnosno Maya.
See, if my vision is covered by a piece of cloth, I can't see you.
Ukoliko je moj pogled prekriven tom tkaninom, ja vas ne mogu vidjeti.
Krishna is covered by the three modes of material energy, passion, ignorance and goodness, which are prominent in this material world.
Krishna je prekriven tim gunama materialne prirode, strašnjima znanjem i molinom, koje su istaknute u ovom svetu.
In the 13th verse of the chapter, he says, deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above them is inexhaustible.
Opsenjen utjecajem triju guna, vrline, strasti, neznanja, čitav svet ne poznaje mene, koji sam iznad guna i neiscrpan.
And then Krishna proceeds to explain to Arjuna what are these type of people who don't know him.
I onda Krishna objašnjava Arjuni koji su ti ljudi koji ga ne poznaju.
The first is the muda.
Maybe
you will recognize some of your relatives and friends, and don't be shocked now. Maybe you will also recognize what you were before you came in contact with Krishna consciousness.
Možda ćete vi prepoznati nekih od svojih roditelja i rođaka, ili možda ćete prepoznati sebe kako ste bili pre nego što ste došli u svjesnosti Krishna.
The first one who is deluded is the muda, that means he just wants to work hard and then enjoy the money and what he what is the result of his work.
Prvi su ti mude koji žele da naporno rade i onda uživaju rezultatima svog rada.
Now, listen, there are also mudas in spiritual things. Yes, he gives up Krishna Katha and engages in the goddess of politics.
Он напросто Кришна Катха, Кришна Катха, и он да се занима за политику.
Now, the next one is the Narada-ma.
Он дозвозе Нарадхама.
He is called the lowest of mankind.
Он се зове най-нижи между людима.
The Acharya describes that this is someone who starts on the spiritual path but then loses faith and becomes a materialist again.
И Ачарја објаснува да е тоа оној ко прихвати духовни пут, али изгуби веру и онда опет постане материјалист.
These are like swinis who give up nectar, and then the swinitsky, they like to enjoy the garbage, the stool.
Тоа се како свиње кои напуштају, оставлјају нектар и онда желе да уживају у том изнут.
The next one is a Maya Paritagyana.
Следеќи су Maya Paritagyana.
That he has some knowledge.
Он имају неко знање.
But it's all stolen away by illusion.
Али ти тоа знање му украо илузија.
In this way, this person cannot choose to devote his energy for Krishna.
And on that način, bhakta ne može upotrijebiti svoju energiju za Krishna.
And then in the last category, you know, there are the asuras who just are like Jarasandha, who just want to have nothing, but just demons. And then Krishna says, but there are those who like to approach him.
Ali onda Krishna kaže da postoje i oni koji hoće da mu priđu.
Who knows who these people are?
Ko zna koji su ti ljudi?
Four types of pious people.
Četiri vrste pobožnih ljudi.
Alta,
Dijasu,
Alta.
We don't speak Sanskrit, we are from Beograd. Have mercy on us.
The English, I don't know.
First is the Arta, the one who is distressed.
Prvo je Arta ili onaj koji je unesrećen.
He may have some sickness.
Možda je bolestan.
The son may not have money.
Možda njegov sin nema dovoljno novca.
And the oldest daughter cannot be married.
Ja, ne može ugrati najstariji čovjek.
And then he says, my dear Lord, please help me.
I onda kaže, o, dragi moje gospode, molim te, pomozi.
Then there is an the Arta Arti, that means he who wants money.
Onda dolazi Arta Arti.
Yes, he may want to have land or an elephant.
Onaj koji želi da ima novca ili zemlju ili stanove.
Or a woman who always wants money.
Ili ženu koja uvek
and he prays, my dear Lord, improve my economical situation, please. Yes, then there's the Gyasu, someone who just is inquisitive. He has heard about self-realization and to, yes, let me go and find more information. And then there is the Gyani, he who searches for knowledge. See, they might meet the devotees at one stage.
Oni na jednom, u jednom trenutku mogu svesti bhakte.
And in the association of the devotees, they might get the seed of bhakti in the heart.
I družujući se sa bhaktama mogu dobiti seme bhakti u srcu.
So Krishna says, these are four types of pious people.
I Krishna kaže, to su četiri vrste pobožnih ljudi.
And only one of them is really dear to him.
I samo jedan mu je uistinu drag.
It's the one who takes to Krishna consciousness.
To je onaj koji prihvati svjesnost Krishna.
And never leaves.
I nikad ne napušta.
Because he wants knowledge.
Zato što on želi znanje.
Those who want, who worship Krishna because they want money, they go away when they have money.
Oni koji obožavaju Krishna zato što im trebaju pare, napuste Krishna kad dobiju pare.
Yes. But Krishna says, the one who only wants me, he is so dear like the sun is dear to me.
Ali Krishna kaže, onaj ko želi jedino mene, on mi je tako drag kao što je osobi drag sin.
Now, Krishna says, okay, everything is me, but you cannot see it because there is a covering of the modes of nature.
I onda Krishna kaže, ja sam sve, ali ti me ne možeš vidjeti zato što sam prikriven gunama prirode.
And then he describes the materialists who cannot see him.
Onda opisuje materialistu koji ga ne može vidjeti.
And then he describes some pious people.
I onda opisuje neke pobožne ljude.
And he describes that he who wants knowledge has the possibility to actually surrender to him.
I objašnjava da onaj koji želi znanje, on se može u istinu predati njemu.
He says in the 19th verse, after many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare.
Nakon mnogo rođenja i smrti, onaj koji ima pravo znanje predaje se meni, znajući da sam ja uzrok svih uzroka i sve što postoji. Tako velika duša je vrlo retka.
This means very practical. This one who is very rare, he understands that material desires are really not everything.
I objašnjenje je veoma praktično. Onaj koji shvata da su materialne želje,
not everything.
This is so funny.
This is a very difficult point, even Atmarama. Very difficult to translate, even. They understand, I'm not the body, I'm an eternal part and parcel of Krishna.
Oni shvataju, ja nisam ovo telo, već sam večni delić Krishna.
And they start the real life.
I oni počinju pravi život.
Beyond material desires and material life.
Koji je oslobođen materijalnog života i materijalnih želja.
I want to tell you a story so that you can, and so that it's easier to remember this.
Želim da vam ispričam priču kako bi to lakše zapamtili.
Once there was a very nice brahmana.
Bio je nam jedan jako dobar brahman.
He had no money.
Nije imao para.
And therefore, but he needed to make a living, and therefore he went to a village. Which was very nice, right on the bank of a river. With nice land. The people looked very pious. In the evening he gave a lecture.
I uvečer dao lekciju, predavanje.
And many came.
Puno ljudi je došlo.
And they all had books.
Svi su imali knjige.
And they wrote in the book.
I onda su pisali.
And he felt like, wow, what nice village.
I onda je on pomislio, oh, kako
I think I will go here and live here.
Mislim da ću tu ostati i živjeti ovdje.
Next morning he looked around at the village.
Sljedećeg jutra je gledao u selu.
And he saw an open field just before the village, which shocked him totally. There were stones. And then the stones, it was said, sure, we all think of you, Sushil Sharma, you live 1.5 years.
Там на ньому писало, всеми мислимо на тебе, Сушир Шама, живучиш годину и годам.
Your family.
Твоя порвица.
There was another stone and it said, O Trishank Patel, lived 1 year and 3/4 of a year.
И на другом ми писало, Тришанк Пател живе jednu godinu i tri četvrtinu.
As he walked over the field, he saw people lived 1.5 years. The oldest one lived almost 2 years.
Dok je hodao po tom polju, vidio je da ljudi su živjeli oko godinu i pol dana, najstarije živo oko 2 godine.
He thought, what is going on here? This is the village of death. I must run away as soon as possible. And he became very depressed because he already had made plans to live there. Then he gave again a lecture in the evening. And all these people were coming and making notes. And he felt so sorry for them, he had to cry in the midst of the lecture. The village of death. So then, in the evening, this one man came to him and said, you look so depressed, what's going on with you? I wanted to live here, but I can't live in this village of death. Then this man said to him, you are not very intelligent. What did you see? I saw your graveyard. Ah! Look at me, I'm not 1.5 years old, I'm 32.
You remember me, and I'm only a new pogolino, which is 32.
And my father is 60.
I'm only not too much like this.
It's not that everyone dies with 1.5 years in this village. No problem.
No problem.
Yeah, but why did you write on these stones this misleading information? This is correct information. Only the time which we spend thinking of Krishna, that's real time.
Jedino ono vrijeme koje provedemo misleći na Krišnu, to je pravo vrijeme.
You might have seen these people, they come and make notes, do you know what they write in their notebooks?
Vidio si kako ti ljudi zapisuju svojim knjigama, da li znaš što pišu?
They write down the amount of hours which they spend in spiritual life.
Oni zapisuju koliko su vremena proveli u duhovnom životu.
It is said in Shastra that the sun and both by rising and setting takes away the life.
Jer je u šastama rečeno da sa svakim novim, kad se sunce pojavi i kad se spusti, to uzima naše vreme.
Except for someone who hears about Krishna.
Osim za onog koji sluša o Krishna.
Now you might say, no problem, Sachinanda Swami, I've heard 2 hours and now I'm hearing another hour, I will become a very old person. But is your mind attached to Krishna? And do you therefore hear Krishna? Like Krishna says in this verse, now hear, O son of Prita, first verse, how by practicing yoga and full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, oh, you can know me free from doubt.
Svešnja Brahmanska ličnost reče, počuj sada opritim sine, kako me sređenjem procesa joge potpuno svesta mene, umu privržen meni, možeš potpuno spoznati oslobođen svake sumnje.
You must actually surrender.
Morate se predati.
Your mind.
Vaš um.
Mind is all over.
Jer je um svuda.
You have not surrendered.
Niste se predati.
You're not out of, you're not one of the many thousands upon men who are very rare souls.
Niste jedan od onih među hiljadama onih koji su redki duše.
So Krishna then explains those who surrender.
Onda Krishna objašnjava da se da oni koji mu se predaju.
But to the wrong things.
Oni koji se predaju i pogrešnim stvarima.
To demigods and to the impersonal understanding.
Polubogovima i
and finally at the end of the chapter Krishna describes those who know him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I na kraju poglavlja Krishna objašnja one koji ga poznaju kao svešnju božansku ličnost.
Who surrender really.
Koji su se uistinu predali.
In text 26 he says, O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything which has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows.
O Arjuna, kao svešnja božanska ličnost, znam sve što se desilo u prošlosti, sve što se dešava u sadašnjosti i sve što će se desiti u budućnosti. Ja znam sve živa bića, ali mene niko ne zna.
And then he says, those who know me like this,
i onda kaže, oni koji me poznaju kao ovako,
as the Supreme Lord, the 30th verse,
kao svevišnji gospoda,
as the one who is behind everything,
onog koji je vladi, koji je za svega,
yet they with a steadfast fast mind understand and know me even at the time of death.
Oni me mogu čak i u trenutku smrti shvatiti i spoznati mene.
There is a little understanding of what Krishna talks about in the seventh chapter.
To je malo shvatanje o tome čemu Krishna priča u sedmom poglavlju.
It's very difficult for me because I would like to talk about every verse for an hour to just give you a summary, but that's a good summary.
Realno je teško meni da pričam
teško,
ovako, o svakom stihu po jedan sat, ali htio sam samo da dam jedan rezime.
Yes. So yes. So please, if you have any questions about the seventh chapter of the Gita, ask it now.
Zato ako imate neka pitanja u vezi sedmog poglavlja Gita, molim vas postavite ih sada.
Because then we will get some more nectar from the seventh chapter.
Ne, tako ćemo dobiti još više nektara od sedmog poglavlja.
By just giving you a summary, that's just an overview. Now we have to look for the pearls.
Jer kad dajemo takav pregled, to je samo obično pregled, ali sad vjerujemo gdje se je.
When Krishna is everywhere, like the taste in the water, and we have association with him,
yes.
Do we get something like a gyata sukriti through this?
Ako je Krishna svuda, svakako možemo prepoznati preko ukusa vode, da je onda dobijemo nešto kao gyata sukriti.
What is Agyata Sukriti Gopala?
Kaj je Agyata Sukriti Gopala?
We are there, great.
We spoke words.
It's when we come in contact, for instance, like with devotees, that we do.
No, that's an example. What is it?
It's that we do something for Krishna, unknowingly.
kad nešto uradimo za Krišnu nesvesno.
So Gopal, as question is, if we drink water, we are in contact with Krishna, don't we make advancement by this?
I Gopal pita, ako mi dođemo u dodir s Krišnom tako što pijemo vodu, da li napređujemo na taj način?
It's a very good question.
Jako dobro pitanje.
The answer is no. You have to think about Krishna when you drink water.
Moraš misliti o Krišni kad piješ vodu.
That's the meaning of this verse.
To je značenje tog stiha.
You should practice while fixing your mind on Krishna.
To moraš raditi sa umom koji misli na Krishna.
In Stockholm, Prabhupada said to his audience, which was composed 50% out of drunkards, even if you are drunkard.
Prabhupada je Stockholm rekao svoj publici od kojih su 50% bili pijanice.
And you like your wine very much.
Čak i ako ste pijanice voli po svoj vino.
Think how the taste of the wine, that is Krishna.
Mislite kako je ukus vina Krishna.
So the drunkard doesn't make advancement by drinking wine.
Tako da je pijanica ne napude misleći da je vino Krishna. Misleći kako pijući vino.
Yes, 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 yes. But by thinking of Krishna.
A već tako što misli na Krishna.
Yes. It's another word, the yoga of the mind.
Drugima rečima ta yoga uma. To je yoga uma.
Akraš, may you tell us please, when Krishna is everywhere, he is in every atom. So what is the difference if we see him especially in the water or in the light of the sun and of the moon or in the fire? Is there something in those elements which more is like Krishna?
Yes.
Which
yes, this is a very good question. Yes, this is a very good question also.
A pitanje je šta je tako posebno u tome što je Krišna u vodi ili u mesecu, tako ne znam.
This question will be answered by Krishna in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
To će Krishna objasniti 15. poglavlje Bhagavad Gita.
There he explains how he is present both on the cosmic level and on the individual level for people who are not yet fully awakened in Krishna in spiritual life vision.
Tamo će objasniti kako je prisutan na tom kosmičkom nivou i individualnom nivou za osobe koje još nisu u potpunosti svjesni Krishna.
And he describes especially and when you look at these you will find these are all aspects on which you are totally dependent.
I kad razmislite o tome, vidjet ćete da su to aspekti o kojima ste u potpunosti zavisni.
For instance, he says,
na primjer on kaže,
he keeps the planets in their orbit.
On održava planetu u njihovoj putanji.
Now you are totally dependent on this.
I o tome vi potpunosti zavisni.
Because otherwise you would be like in an airplane which goes like, you know, and crashes.
Inače bi bilo kao da inače bi bilo kao da su avioni koji ide u tom putanju.
Then Krishna gets very private.
Thank you, Krishna.
Gets very private.
A tamo Krishna postaje jako privatno.
He says, I am the fire in your stomach which digests the food.
On kaže, ja sam vatra u vašem stomaku koja vari hranu.
That's also something which you are totally dependent on.
A to je nešto o čemu također puno zavisite.
If you eat and eat and there's no digestion, you will just become Mr. Slonge.
Ako samo jedete i jedete i nema valjanja, posto ćete gospodin Slonge.
So, Krishna, you asked, is there something special which distinguishes these things from other things. Which distinguishes these aspects of Krishna, that I am this from others.
Что разлика этой стали, Кришна каже, измерю своих тих стали, я сам то.
Yes, the speciality is that you're totally dependent on this.
Та специальность, это подпуна зависит от тих стали.
And by meditating like this on Krishna, you will understand how totally dependent you are on him.
И ако так медитируете на Кришна, смотрите, колко сте ви зависни от него.
He says, for instance, I am the life of all that lives.
Например, он каже, я сам живот всего, что живи.
That means he is the soul.
То значит, это душа.
And, you know, without the soul, nothing could happen.
А без души ничего не может быть.
That's a wonderful question. Thank you. Yes.
There's four types of people which never surrender to Krishna.
Never surrender, yeah.
Are there in the course of time they get chance to come close to Krishna, or they just never surrender?
Дали од оних люди кои се никад не предају Кришни, дали они некад током времена добију да се предају Кришни или се едноставно никад не
предају? It depends.
Зависи.
There are those who are out and out demons. And Krishna describes, he gets very heavy. He says, that because these are envious, it's in the 16th chapter, text 19, because they are envious and mischievous, the lowest of men, I ever put them back into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life.
Oni koji su zavidni i zli, koji su najniži među ljudima, neprestano bacaju u okean materijalnog postojanja u razne demonske vrste života.
Don't read like an automatic reading instrument. You are a human, Atmarama. Next verse is gaining repeated birth, huh? Amongst the species of demonic life, such persons can never approach me.
Iznova se radujući među vrstama demonskog života, o kontem sine, takve osobe mi nikada ne mogu prići.
Ačuna gets shocked.
A žena je u šoku.
Never.
Nikada.
But you are the Lord.
Ti si Gospod.
You can elevate everyone, because you are Satya Sankalpa. When you desire something, it happens. It's a fact.
Ti možeš se uraditi, ti si Satya Sankalpa, jer kad nešto poželiš, to se dešava. To je istina.
Why is there no chance for anyone? It's like eternal condemnation.
Zašto za nekog ne postoji šansa? To je kao večno prokletstvo.
And Krishna explains that they have no reason, there is not even the seed of desire. And he never mixes into the independence of the
person.
There's only one chance. Such people get killed by Krishna.
They will be Krishna.
Then, because he is because anything which comes in contact with him is spiritualized, they are also elevated. But that's a great fortune. To be touched by the hand of the Lord. Or see him at the moment of death. Most of the people never get this chance.
Ili da ga vidite u trenutku smrti, najveći broj ljudi nikad ne dobije tu priliku.
So, when Krishna talks in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it's so heavy when he describes the demonic qualities.
I kad Krishna priča u tom 16. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita, to je veoma teško objašnjavati demonske odlike.
He summarizes them in by saying that there are six, basically six qualities which are demoniac.
I on da rezime kaže i kaže da postoji uglavnom šest tih demonskih odlika.
Yes. Tell you. The third things are pride and arrogance.
Prve stvari su ponos i oholost.
Pride is called Damba. He is born out of irreligion.
Ponos se naziva Damba, a i radi se od religije.
The third is false prestige.
Treći je taština.
Then comes anger.
Onda dolazi ljutnja.
Then harshness.
Grubost.
So when Arjuna hears this, he gets shocked.
I kada Arjuna sluša to, on je u šoku.
I'm sometimes pride. Proud.
Ponekad ponosan.
I'm also violent.
Ja ne tako da sam...
I'm a kshatriya.
Ja sam kshatriya.
What's with me?
Šta će biti sa mnom?
Am I also a demon?
Da li sam ja demon?
Or am I Vaishnava?
Ili Vaishnava?
And Krishna says, don't worry, you are born with the divine qualities.
Ali Krishna kaže, ne brini, ti se rodio sa božanstvenim odlikom.
But then at the end of the 16th chapter, he again picks up Arjuna's soul-searching question.
Ali na kraju poglavlja, on opet odgovara na to pitanje Arjuna o duši.
He says that even someone who is elevated,
kaže da čak i onaj koji je uzdignut,
he must be, and who is sane,
i ko je zdrav, mislim, mentalno,
he must be aware that there are careful.
I a kad to pročitate, onda ćete znati zašto smo mi u našem pokretu tako stitni vezi celibata i tog pažljivog odnosa sa ženama.
Even a devotee must be careful about these three gates.
Čak i bhakta mora paziti
ovdje s tim tri. That he doesn't just, you know, go to a low.
Da ne ide do.
The first is lust.
Prva je požuda.
And lust is not satisfied. Then anger, gnev, huh?
Kad požuda nije zadovoljena, onda dolazi gnev.
And then lust is satisfied.
A kad je zadovoljena?
And there is no anger coming.
I onda nema gneva.
And it turns into greed.
A onda se pretvara
Yes. Do not know many words, but this is one.
it's all right.
So these are very, very heavy, because these lead to degradation of the soul, Krishna says.
Krishna says that these odlike vode ka degradaciji duše.
That was a long answer, I'm sorry. Bhangsi with a bright face.
Bhangsi sa sveti lice, sjajni lic.
When devotees are distributing prasadam, are they giving those demoniac persons a chance, or they don't? Those demoniac persons, they don't ever get prasadam. This is
if they're really demons, they would spit the prasadam out.
Only should I distribute prasadam?
They. There are some people who can't eat our food. It's not possible. And they will also not get the prasad. But sometimes it happens, Bhansi, that people are just influenced by demoniac qualities. By just being totally in ignorance. Look at what you used to eat before you came to Krishna consciousness. It was certainly not non-violent food. You were also influenced by these qualities. But this is not exactly the same as demons.
Ali to nije baš,
who just
isto kao da.
Born with demoniac qualities.
Koji su rođeni sa tim demonskim odlikama.
But even though, you know, these are, we are not in this category. We must be careful to not go through these gates.
Ali mi nismo u toj kategoriji i trebamo paziti da ne prođemo kroz ta kapija. Te kapije.
Često srećem ljude koji su, kažu da su veliki hrišćani.
Hrišćani, veliki
hrišćani. U Šrimad Bhagavatamu 9.14.48 kaže se da Sveti Slogom, koji se sadrži iz tri glasa, A, U i M, je zapravo se sadrži u Hare Krishna Maha Mantri, a to su Krishna, Rama i Hara. Zanima me kako je preslikavanje između tih glasova i tog imena. I drugo pitanje, hrišćani imaju učenje o jednom Bogu i tri lica, Otac, Sveti Duh i Sin, Vesar. Zanima me da li, da li se i to Sveta Trojica može da podvede pod Sveti Slogom, tako što je zapravo Krišna, Višnu Tatva i Dživa Tatva. Da li postoji to preslikavanje?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a lot of that. Otac, Duh on the Duh, and
Sin, Krishna.
He wants to know, I read in the Bhagavatam that this or A.
A-U-M. May I try on English, but my English is not so good.
My also not so good.
In
Srimad
Bhagavatam,
yeah.
9.14.48 verse, there is that secret sound of Om is
yeah.
consist of A-U-M-M.
Yes.
This verse, this sound of Om is composed inside of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
yeah.
Krishna, Rama and Hara. I want to know projection, which vowels, which sound is to which word from Hare Krishna.
Yes.
And second question.
According to Vaishnava understanding, the A and the Om is Krishna.
A U Om is Krishna.
The U is Radha.
U je Radha.
And the M is the living entity.
A M is Rubic.
So this sound is included in the Hare Krishna Mantra.
To je zvuk uključen u Hare Krishna Mantra.
But it is included in a way. which is spiritual.
Ali je uključena na duhovni način.
It is just like the example that all the Vedas are included in Om.
Kao primjer da su sve Vede uključene u Om.
But the way it is in there is something which is let me see. Well, you can't say the Rig Veda is in the R sound, in the Om sound, and the Atharva Veda is in the M sound, you know.
I mean, I'm sure that Rig Veda to Atharva Veda M.
You cannot analyze it like this. It's more. To give a very groovy understanding, like a tree is in the seed. It is in an unmanifest form there.
Да дам еден груб пример како што е, како што се дрво у сон нема ни мислам облику налази у себе.
It's unmanifest means to our mind it is totally abstract.
А неманифесто не значи да е нашем уму потпуно абстрактно.
And you can't make it concrete by let me say investigation of the different letters.
И да не можете да направите да бъде конкретно така што ќе проучавате различни за слово.
It's unmanifest.
I
know for those of you who are interested in you know looking for the meaning of language and the comparison, this is a little, let me say, disappointing maybe even.
Може за вас кои занимајуте јазичните везе, може тоа малку како разочаровувајќи.
But it's spiritual. The spiritual cannot be put into our frameworks of thinking.
Али тоа духовна ствар е да се не може сместити во нашим оквиру размислење.
What is your second question?
I was meeting many big Krishnas here in
Yugoslavia.
And they have teaching about Holy Third, I don't know.
Trinity is called, yes.
Father, Holy Spirit, and Son.
Son, yes, I understood.
So, maybe because Jesus Christ was big bhakta of Krishna,
yeah.
And he probably speaking something with Krishna. Maybe there is a projection to Krishna, Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva by Father, Holy Spirit and the Son.
Mm-hmm. Father is Krishna, Prabhupada said?
Yes.
Prabhupada recorded it, Krishna.
Holy Spirit, he said it's the Paramatma.
The Ashokan Luka recorded Paramatma.
And about Son, he said, why does God only have one son? He's many sons. And daughter. But Jesus was of course special, that is in
why Jesus Christ didn't speak nothing about Vedas teaching?
This is a very interesting question. We can answer it on different levels. Let us be first extremely general. And on this level we have to say everything he spoke was Vedas.
И со тоа ниво можеме речи осем се што причал ту што велеа.
This point has been raised by our great Acharya Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who says that Vedas refers to all types of knowledge everywhere.
Наш велики Acharya Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur објаснува да се веде, да веда се односи на све знаење кое можеме чуди наш.
I personally find that this level is very good for interreligious dialogue.
И сватио сам да е тоа ниво јако добар за меѓурелигиски разговор.
I know that in Yugoslavia still this is not always possible with the existing church, Christian church, but in Europe this is now the new fashion.
Знам во Југославија тоа не е баш могуче со црквом, али во Европи тоа е нова мода.
I just was a couple of weeks ago in England where the biggest Christian thinkers came for interreligious dialogue with Hare Krishna devotees. In the end we had a huge kirtan together.
Pre nekoliko dana sam bio u Engleskoj gdje su došli najveći hrišćanski mislioci da na jedan međureligijski razgovor sa ljudima iz Hare Krishna na kraju smo imali jedan veliki kirtan.
Because they understood well. Yeah. You use a different language than us, but it's all Vedas. It's all, you know, knowledge about God.
и они се добри баби, користи на други речника и свето, веда свето за ние Богу.
Now, let us become more specific.
А сега да постанем малко отредени.
Jesus may have spoken about spiritual concepts.
Може Исус причал духовним сознанима.
But he did not, at least not to our knowledge, you know, speak the verses of Bhagavad Gita.
Али колко ми знамо, ние сговарал стихо из Bhagavad Gita.
The reason is that Bhagavad Gita was preached on a very high level. It was preached to Arjuna.
Разлог е тоа што е Bhagavad Gita била изговорена на едно јако високо ниво, била изговорена Арджуни.
And the audience of Jesus was simply not, you know, they were simple people.
А Исусова публика, они се били јако едноставни луѓе.
Like fishermen.
Били се тоа, рибари.
Sometimes we, even in our movement, have difficulties with our, some of our devotees have difficulties to understand really what we are talking about.
Чак и наша покрету, нека наша бате има и тешко да сватат о чем причам.
Therefore, sometimes it has to be made very simple.
Зато мора некад бити јако едноставно.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Мантри Hare Krishna.
Eat prasadam.
Части прасадам.
And go back home, back to God. И
врати се на кучи Бога.
Then when we live more, we get out. Wow, this philosophy. The third reason is that Jesus was teaching in a certain, let me say, sampradaya almost.
Трети разлог е тоа што Исус подучавал и одржане, па дозволите ми да кажам чук сам
предаја. He was not connected, at least he never said like this, with our sampradaya.
Он никак не е бил повезан, или пара, колко ми знамо, с нашим сампрадаја.
He didn't say, my dear fisherman, now I'm going to, you know, reveal myself, I have a guru.
Он не е рекол, драги мои рибари, сега да вам се разоткрием.
My guru is a member of the Gaudiya Mahatma, Brahma Gaudiya Mahatma Sampradaya.
Мой гуру е сам Брахма Махатма Гаудия Сампрадая.
Слушайте. He didn't. Some say he learned in India.
Некои кажат да е учил у Индии.
They say the 13 years of Jesus' life where the Bible has no record that were the years Jesus spent in India.
Kažu da 13 godina koji nema u Bibliji, koji su zapisani da je Isus proveo u Indiji.
But not all Christians accept this.
Ali to ne prihvataju svi Hrišćani.
You might get in troubled water when you preach this into the Orthodox Church.
Можете се наши у неприници ако то проповедате православна църква.
Could be.
Yeah.
So the Mahārāja has three different levels.
Значи мој одговор е со три различни нива.
First, anyone who preaches, if he is bona fide, like Jesus is, has been sent by God.
Значи први ниво е да само ако проповеда, ако е вредостен, значи послал е Бог, како што е бил Исус, тоа е вредостен.
His knowledge is Vedic knowledge.
Негово знание е ведско знание.
But specifically Jesus did not preach these, he only spoke about the philosophical concepts because his audience was just simple people.
Ali Isus nije određeno pričao o tome, jer njegova publika je su bili jednostavni ljudi.
If you talk, maybe your mother is a farmer in the in a little village in Vojvodina, yeah.
A kad bi pričao svoj majci, to je možda ne znam neka obična kasta.
She may be 70 years old. Mother, there is a very subtle difference between Prakriti and Purusha.
Prakriti and Purusha postoji jako subtilna razlika.
you will say, I'm built by the Holy Scripture. And you reduce your consummation of Mesh.
It's
good for you. Like this. Are there any other questions?
I have more.
No, no, that's not possible.
No, it's from Venice.
We have so many questions, so you keep it for tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow is another chance. Another day. Advarava. Advarava Chanda Yoni Granta Apirukare. Yes.
I remember reading that Srila Prabhupada says that those four kinds of people that surrender unto Krishna, they are below their on the level of Kanishta Adhikaris.
Yes.
So how come that Krishna says that the one who has knowledge is non different from him, even in Munchu's
nature?
Krishna, Krishna Prabhupada каже, да, она те три vrste ljudi koji se predaju Krishna, da su oni na nivou Kanishta Adhikari, so onda kako Krishna kaže u jednom stihu, malo dalje, da onaj koji ima znanje, koji potvrđuje znanje, da se čak ne razlikuje od njega samo, od njega samo od Krishna.
The others have very material motives. The one who has knowledge may in the beginning also have a material motive. He wants to know. But the more he knows about Krishna, the more he becomes detached of material life. And in the end he says, I want nothing else than you,
Krishna.
See, the thing is, the others go, and the man of knowledge, he is mostly it. He's like my own body or myself. Even more dear than Shiva, Balaram, Pradyumna or Rukmini Devi.
Because
he begins to love me.
Zato što počne da me voli.
With deep, deep love.
Sa dubokom ljubavom.
Then he explains. Then the question is about how long does this take for the jnani, for the man who is wants knowledge, to become, such a person.
Ali onda postavlja se pitanje koliko je dugo potrebno tom jnaniju ili čovjeku koji želi znanje da postane takva osoba.
It's when he fully surrenders to Krishna, knowing Krishna all that to be all that is.
He's not a Krishna's person.
The others never come to this stage. They fulfill their material desires. On what level are you, Anurama? No. See, in this movement, we have a special compensation. I hope you know this word. I don't even know it in German. Compensation. You know? Compensation.
Compensation,
yes. That means special mercy. Yes, somehow, I don't know why it happened to me, we are connected to the most merciful incarnation. Who does not consider who is qualified or not qualified.
кога не знаме кој кој би кој.
For him, our lack of qualification is the greatest qualification.
То што ми, за него то што ми е нова никаква квалификација, тоа е да променимо највеќе квалификација.
Чайтана Махапрабху.
Тој Чайтана Махапрабху.
But also Чайтана Махапрабху can't help you if you chant with offenses.
Али Чайтана Махапрабху вам не може помоќи ако мантрате с уврзан.
If you, that means continue to chant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives four instructions for us for bliss cases.
За нас безнадежни случаи Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Dina visulichera. Become more humble than a straw in the street.
Постанете понизни од сламчици на улици.
Because you know this pride is a demonic quality.
Јер понос е демонска особина.
Has to be given up.
Мора бити напрош.
And the other four, I don't want to get too complicated. Let us start there.
И остало че не желим да комплицирам, да почнемо од овде.
The situation is, I know there are other questions also still there, and I feel very honored that you have so many questions. But we should end here because otherwise you will not be able to go to bed in time.
Знам има нешто на питање и почечен сам тиме, али морамо се отстати и иначе не ќе навечи на време.
Tomorrow morning I will come here and give the lecture.
А сутра вечер ќе дојде да ти лекција.
Also tomorrow evening.
А и сутра вечер.
So therefore we need to end here.
На сутра морамо да стати.
Thank you all very much. I wish you all the best. Tomorrow we have the 8th chapter. That's also extremely nectarian. Because there in the 8th chapter, let me see in my little notebook, we will hear how we can actually attain Krishna.
Таму ќе чути како можемо уистина да достигнеме Кришна.
Very important.
Како би било?
Сија Пабу Парги,
Иго
Нидай Ги, Гоуру Преманан, Вани Нидай Ге, Шила Сачнадар Махара, Жа!